I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. At last week's American Farm Bureau Federation's legislative advocacy event, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt shared his goals for the agency. He says the agency must work within its authority, not beyond.
I think when you do rulemaking, whether it's in clean air or clean water, we have to keep something in mind. We only have the authority that Congress has given this agency. Sometimes I think rulemaking is considered by some to be super legislative, or that agencies somehow have discretionary authority that allows them to kind of reimagine their authority under the statutes.
Pruitt says it's time for the EPA and other agencies to follow the rules when it comes to creating regulations.
You've seen agencies across the federal government using, for instance, guidance as a form of rulemaking. Guidance is supposed to do what? It's supposed to give you guidance with respect to rules that are already in existence. There are certain requirements that you have to go through when you're introducing rules and adopting rules. You have to propose a rule, take notice and comment, respond to that notice and comment on the record, finalize that rule. And so what agencies have done, unfortunately, is bypass that entire process by saying, you know what, we're going to issue some guidance in this area, and it really is a substantive rule.
By following the rulemaking process, he says it allows federal agencies to work with the people the rule affects by listening to the people and addressing their issues.
We don't have all the answers here. And when agencies pass rules, they need to know how it impacts people in all the states across the country, and they need to hear from those people and then respond to those folks.
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.